Aigo Premanandi, Aivam, Hare Krishna. Yes, some questions.
I would like to start with the question from the one of our viewer.
Okay.
And he asked about, in one lecture, you told us about the siddhas, the high souls, and their connection.
About what?
It's written here, siddhas, but...
Spell it.
Siddha.
Spell it.
S-I-D-D-H-A.
Oh, siddha.
Siddha.
Siddha. Yes.
So this is the high souls and their connection with that reality. And you said that it's living, developing, and demanding. So
it's
the question...
What?
Demanding.
Well, there were three things you said. It's...
Living, developing...
Living, developing...
Demanding.
Uh-huh.
So what did you mean by that?
I said, what is living, developing, demanding?
The connection of these high souls with the divine reality.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm reminded that, as you can see, we're trying to establish what is this word. Is it siddha? Somebody will say siddha. Everything. So, Srila Gurudev, he played with this a little bit because siddha, not siddha, but siddha, and Bengali means boiled. So when someone would be presented, they say, he's a Siddha Purush. You know, and say, we are not interested in any boiled man. That's what it sounds like they're saying to him, boiled man. And this does... How will we determine who are such personalities? It has to be thematically consistent, right? We're saying yadvanchana sri lalana charatapo vihaya kaman suchiram vritavrita. And the Hara Panchami, Srup Damodar, saying, you know, Lakshmi Devi does not have the adhikar for Rasa Vilas, to enter those type of divine pastimes. This cannot be ignored, right? Mahaprabhu Ditya Kalevar. These are the opinions of Srup Damodar Goswami. Right? But someone else is going to have another opinion and quote something from a Siddha Purush, a boiled man. So, for those who are, as Guru Maharaj said, you know, born to be deceived, right? When Mahaprabhu is asked by Pradyumna Misra to speak Krishna Katha, and by that, there's some implication of level of Krishna Katha, the divine pastimes of Krishna. And Mahaprabhu responds by saying, you know what, Ami Krishna Katha Nahida. I don't know any Krishna Katha. How is that possible? And he is Radha Govinda Militva. Radha and Krishna combined, Sri Chaitanya avatar. And he's saying, I don't, who's saying, tell everyone about Krishna, Amara Gyai Guru Hoya, Taroi Desh Jari Dako Tarikaho Krishna Upadesh, in one context. And this, with greater connotation, Skuramars would invoke, as connotation increases, denotation decreases. Here, he's careful to say, I don't know anything. Right? Janantu eva janantu kim bahukya. Brahma And what is this prayer from? The Brahma Stuti, the famous prayers of Brahma, when more or less all Gaudiya Siddhanta is compacted there. One of the prayers is saying, I don't know anything. That's one of the principal prayers, is him saying, I don't know anything about, I can't say much about Krishna. He's just spoken 30, 40 of the all-time great prayers in praise of Krishna. That man, Brahma Madhva Sampradaya, Brahma, right? Tene Brahma, Hrida Brahma, says, I don't have much to say on this subject. And it comes to speaking about Krishna. Mahaprabhu says, I don't know Krishna Katha, but my advice for you, if this sort of tendency, in a genuine way, Shraddhanvita Nushrinayata Tavarnayeja, if it's genuine outcome of the growth of your inner development, if it's genuine, then I advise you to hear from Ramananda. And what did he say? There's Ek Ramananda. He didn't say, well, there's two or three, there's a few. No, there's one Ramananda. So we're coming back to quality. It's a particular quality of what? Reality. We're interested in reality, right? Not Siddha Purush, boiled man. Siddha, right? Purush is a big difference. Right? So we're interested in Vastava Vastu. And there's a particular way that the ultimate reality descends and expresses himself in this world. That sort of divine agency. Mahaprabhu Dutiya Kalevar, Srup Damodar, Ek Ramananda, the one and only Ramananda. That quality, right? It's consistent, thematically consistent, where Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami saying at the time of the departure of Madhavendra Puri from this world that what is expressed from his heart originally was expressed by Srimati Radharani herself. Sai Dina Dayadranata He Maturanatha Kudavalakshase, this sloka. You think, and at the last point, the last moment of his life, this sort of heartfelt expression appeared from him and is identified as coming from Radharani herself in the beginning. And Mahaprabhu can appreciate this. That's three. And he said, there's not a fourth person. So again, it's always pointing as connotation increases, denotation decreases. So that world is variously described, but one way it is described is as Shraddha Mayoyam Loka, Seva Mayoyam Loka. It's not a plane for curiosity seekers or for those who, taking it to be themselves to be subjects, conceive of it as an object that's meant for their amusement, pleasure, or enjoyment. Sometimes Guru Maharaj would remind him, say, Krishna's not a sweet ball. One of his names may be Rasaraj. At Gangaram's in Calcutta, they have a sweet called the Rasaraj. Right? They gave it that name, but Guru Maharaj is reminding him, Krishna's not like that, a sweet ball you toss into your mouth and gobble the thing wholesale, and then you know what is Krishna, what is Rasa, all of these things. So Krishna Lilamrita Sar Tar Satashatadar. At the conclusion of the Madhya Lila of Chaitanya Charitamritam, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is saying, he's drawing a comparison, parallel comparison between Krishna Lila and Gaur Lila. He's not just saying in a generic sense, oh, they're both really nectar, Prabhu. That's not what he's saying. He begins by saying, Krishna Lila Amrita Sar. Krishna Lila is Amrita, it is the cream of nectarine substances. This is it, right? The creme de la creme of nectarine substances, right? On a count of that, that means it is reserved for the highest section of liberated souls. In that sense, it's exclusive, most exclusive. Guru Maharaj told different times once, saying, you know, we have a sign that says, like, no entry and welcome. Like, welcome to the land of no entry. Right? He said, it's our means, like Pujala Raghavat Gaurava Bhange, Matala Sarujana Bishayarange, the means of bringing people in connection with that plane as devised and envisioned by our Guru Varga, Shiti Liri Viri, Raga Radhe Shadvani, Vilasaturini Nityam Bhakti Siddhantavani. The means will be all inclusive, but the end to be achieved is most exclusive. So Guru Maharaj made this point when describing his deciding where he would spend his final days. Three places he considered. We know he settled on Navadvip, the Aparad Bhanjanarapat, where he established Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, the Gangbir in Puri, he thought of as well. But the first place was Uddhav Kyari, where Uddhava delivers his message to the Brahma Gopis, and Srimati Radharani expresses the 10 different types of divine madness and the Brahmar Gita, the song of the bumblebee. Right? So he thought of that. But then as he thought about it more carefully, he said, no, well, Vrindavan is for the highest section of liberated souls. Right? And Upadeshamritam of Rupa Goswami mentions the Asulabham, the Bhakti Bhajam, that mentions Uddhava Narada. Remember, Uddhava is in Dwaraka for the most part. Narada, he's moving all over Vaikuntha and many different places, but still saying this, when it talks about the holiest places, Sri Radha Kunda and his divine water, saying this is a rare achievement for the Parama Prestha Sakis, what to speak of others. And not just others, who are these others? So it's talking about how rare an achievement, seva. And this is the seva world. What distinguishes it? We should factor in that Vaikuntha Prithivyari Sakula Chinmoy. The spiritual world, even in its most general sense, is beyond the realm of time and space. We live in the world of time and space. And on account of that, whenever we go to conceive of the spiritual existence, with time and space as our reference point, we're very confused and bewildered. We don't really, everything here is just the system of measurement we have here has just been achieved by consensus. I can't come from America, we have miles and things like that. Then you get to a place, they have kilometers, you know. And one day I realized there is no such thing. Miles don't exist, kilometers don't exist. We just agreed that this, you know, if I said, it's going to be this much, everybody agree, raise your hand. And we go, okay, what are we going to call it? That's all it is. It's just a folly à deux, a shared delusion of two or more people. That's all the material world is, actually. Folly à deux. It's a shared delusion. So when your mailing address is the world of misconception, like that's where you get all your email, is at the world of misconception, then when you try to understand the spiritual domain using this as a reference point, it's bewildering, confusing, full of doubt and so many things. So only by divine revelation can it be properly understood. So in the Chaitanya Charitamritam, we have Vaikuntir Prithivyadi Sakula Chinmoy, that Prithivyadi means beginning with the ground, the soil, and then everything more developed than that. It's all chinmoy, it's all spiritual substance. So once, in conversation with Srila Guru Maharaj, I said, it just occurred to me, as I was thinking of Shanta Rasa, and I thought, there must be a difference between a blade of grass in Vaikuntha and a blade of grass in Goloka. And Guru Maharaj said, of course. But there's something to be said for that. Well, saying, well, no, I mean, a blade of grass in the spiritual world is a wonderful thing. That's true. Right? When Brahma, observed by him, tad bhuri bhagyam iha janma kimapyatavyam yad gokulepi katamangri rajo vishekam. Similar to Uddhava's prayer, same, but different. He's also, when he saw the blades of grass dancing and singing the glories of Krishna in the Brahma Vimohan Leela, what was revealed to him, he thought, what a wonderful position. Right? But the point is there, what would be the difference? We're beyond time and space. Right? So there are no limitations here. Vaikuntha, right? The world that is without limitation. What would be the nature of the grass in Vaikuntha, the nature of the grass in Goloka? Would be a difference in faith. And that determines so-called location, the development of faith. Right? One somewhat influenced by calculation, one beyond all calculation. Right? Why in Vrindavan, if the whole Vrindavan is spiritual, does some of the cowherd men will say, oh, let's move all the cows to this other area where the grass is even sweeter. Right? They're all spiritually conscious. It's all chinmoy. How can one area, one zone be sweeter than another? Right? When it's mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chintamani Charana Bhushana Manganam, Sringara Pushpa Taravas Taravat Suranam, Vrindavanam, Brajananadenu Kamadenu, Vrindani Cheti Sukha Sindhu Aho Vibhuti. Swarup Damodar quotes in the Harapanchami saying that, think carefully before you make some pronouncements on any type of a comparison between Vaikuntha and Goloka. Saying, the Chintamani gem, we hear of these in the Brahma Sangita, Chintamani prakara sadmasu kalpa vriksha lakshavriteshu surabhi abhi palyantam lakshmi sahasra satasam brahma sevyamanam govindamari purusham tamaham vajamin. This mysterious, miraculous Chintamani gem. One Chintamani gem of Goloka Vrindavan has more opulence than the whole, all the innumerable Vaikunthas. Remember, it's beyond time and space. One Chintamani gem has more opulence than innumerable Vaikuntha planets. How is this possible? Kaviraj Goswami gives an example where he says, if you have a vat of sugarcane juice and then you start condensing it and it becomes molasses, and you condense it further, it becomes gur. You condense it further, becomes sugar, and ultimately rock candy. Right? So one rock candy possesses the vast sweetness of the vat of sugarcane juice. He's given an example. So we're saying that one Chintamani gem, all the opulence of all the Vaikunthas can be condensed and concentrated into one of those. It surpasses that. This is Srup Damodar's method to describe these souls. So he says, so now we know that one gem, this one Chintamani gem, it's more condensed Aishwarya sweetness than the whole of the Vaikuntha world, right? And the Braja Gopis string them and wear them as anklets on their holy lotus feet. So then what is Goloka Vrindavan? It's beyond time and space. You have the contraction and expansion of time and space. It's, what is it? Something like 50 square kilometers. Shola Krosha, right? 32 square miles. So let's just round it off to 50 square kilometers. That's the so-called size of it. Someone wrote a book once calling Small is Beautiful, right? It's very interesting. So Saraswati Thakur, Brahma Sangita, the all-charming medium size of Krishna, Krishnera Jateka Kela Sarvatam Naralila Naravapu Naralila Anurup. The human-like form is the ultimate form. The Somya Rupam, reality of the beautiful, in Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna reveals the Virat Rupa to Arjuna, makes this fantastic display, innumerable forms, time, space, everything's, it's a perspective that's being shown to him. Like the Bhagavatam that's being shown to Sukadev, we know, like some of our devotees in the full dome program, and they know what like time-lapse photography is, right? So if you make time-lapse photography at night, sometimes they do this. They show a city like New York and Manhattan. They show all these cars on a bridge entering New York City and the ones leaving. The ones entering, you see white headlights. The ones leaving are red, reddish color. sometimes they'll photograph that, film it for 8 hours. Right? Then, because it's time lapse or with computerized technology, you can show what was filmed in 8 hours, you can show that in 8 minutes or less. But when you look at it, and when it's like that, sped up like that, suddenly you see it looks like blood flowing through arteries. Right? It's like when they make a map, they use words like arteries, right, to describe different things going in and out of cities. So suddenly, from another perspective, what is seen there, it could be described in personal characteristics. So I'm just using this as a crude example how to show from a certain perspective, one can see certain things, right? So what Krishna revealed to Sukadeva in the Bhagavatam may not be objectively verifiable, but it's a particular perspective that he revealed to him. Similarly, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna's showing Arjuna. And I said 8 hours and 8 minutes. What if you were showing, 800 million years in 8 minutes or longer? You'll get the idea. Anyway, when Arjuna sees that Krishna has this type of divine power, Aishwarya, you can say, what is the effect upon Arjuna? It makes him a little nervous, fearful to see this. Your friend who you have friendly relationship with, you behave with in a familiar way, suddenly he's showing you, revealing this type of divinity, divine aspect. Arjuna is fearful and he's also reflecting upon his own behavior with Krishna in the past, even apologizing that, saying, oh, forgive me when I would sit on the same bed with you and deal with you in very familiar ways. But that's not the end of it, right? So when Krishna sees this effect upon Arjuna, it says Taneva Rupena Chaturbhujena, then he assumes the forearm, Vishnu form, Narayan. Right? Then it says, at last, Somya Rupam, his beautiful, sweet form. Rupa Goswami, what did he say? Sarvadbhuta, Samatkara, Lila Kala Lavaradi, Tulya, Madhura Prema, Priya, Mandala, Murali Kalakujita, etc. Talks about the super sweet, unique qualities and characteristics of Krishna. So when Krishna shows his Somya Rupam, his beautiful form, he tells Arjuna, this is actually the highest. This is the most confidential. Right? This is the form that the great souls are forever eager to see, have a glimpse of. Gopyastapakkimacharanjadamusha rupam lavanyasarama samordvam ananyasiddham siddham. There it is. Drigbi pivantrinava binavam drapam ekantadama yashasha shriya aishvarasya. The ladies of Mathura, when they saw Krishna, they thought, oh, just having a glimpse of Krishna's beauty, they thought, what did the gopis do that they get to drink the nectar of Krishna's beauty incessantly in Vrindavan? How beautiful is Krishna? We're told sometimes the gopis are prevented circumstantially. They're viewing Krishna, but they're circumstantially prohibited from embracing Krishna or approaching him. So Bishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur says in some way, sometimes their eyes leave them. Their eyes just go. And if you want to think of that literally, metaphorically, in any way you want, their senses separate. You know, that, what kind of beauty is that of yours? Or trying to resist, and your eyes just left you and went to drink the nectar of the beauty of Krishna. No time and space. There are no constrictions of time and space, the limitations of here in that plane. So these Siddha Mahatmas, are they, should we think of them as practitioners? As we hope to conceive of ourselves, we're engaged in some sort of spiritual practices, hoping something will be uplifted? Or are they rather inhabitants of that plane, the Sevamayam Loka, the Shraddhamayam, the service plane? Is their interest to serve or to have that plane amuse them? They can sit, chant the holy name and be amused by the name of Krishna, be amused by the pastimes of Krishna. Right? No. They must, if this is all to be consistent, then they must be rendering service to that plane. Their nam, bhajan, all the must be service to the upper world. Right? What they write, what they think, what their heart, their hearts generate must be in service to that plane, an expansion, an extension of that. Nimitta matram bhava savya sachin. They're offering themselves as instruments for divine expression. So, as Gurudev told of one man who worked in the press for Srila Saraswati Thakur, setting type and things. He said, the desire of Srila Saraswati Thakur played upon him very beautifully. That's what the devotees are hoping for. Vilasatu hridi nityam bhakti siddhanta vani. That their hearts, the core of their consciousness, may be played upon, may be offered as an instrument for some sort of divine expression or assistance. So I say the demands of that plane, the demand is wholesale. Krishna does not tolerate any lien holders. Anyone else will have some claim to our hearts, the core of our consciousness. He claims it all for himself. Skurumar has mentioned the sloka, pravishta karna randrena swanam bhavam suro ruham dunoti shamalam krishna shalyasa yatashrat. When it's cleansed, fleeting desires, anya abhilash, karma jnana janavritam, when those coverings are removed, then the heart is capable of expressing its natural, pure flow, raga bhakti. Right? So when we talk of siddhas in the proper, we mean raga bhaktas. Right? Therefore, it is said, no rule, stricture, regulation, constraint should come to constrain the natural flow of their hearts towards Krishna. It should not be thought that raga bhaktas are devotees who do not follow rules and regulations. That's not what it says. It's saying that no rule or regulation should obstruct the flow of heart of a genuine raga bhakta. So although from this, from what we can perceive, um, These things may not be visible to us or observable to us, but the spiritual experts can recognize. As we've mentioned, Srila Saraswati Thakur, while he dismissed so many so-called Siddha Purushas of Vrindavan, Babaji's, he dismissed them all. He gave recognition to Bhangshidas Babaji Maharaj. I would say Vatsalya Rasa Raga Bhakta, who from an external point of view seemed to be involved with objectionable things, whereas those who were from an external point of view, what was observable as being observant in their practices, he dismissed them as neophyte practitioners at best, trying to elevate themselves, as opposed to those who descended from the higher plane. But because the nature of that plane is one that is dynamic, growing, and developing, there are also recommendations for them as well. It's not a static sense of enlightenment or spiritual achievement, but something that's growing and developing. So we see the interaction of the great devotees in Mahaprabhu's pastimes and Krishna's pastimes, but Mahaprabhu's pastimes in particular. How the Goswamis of Vrindavan are interacting with one another. Sometimes there's chastisement, correction, and that way, development. But it's their plane is not on the basis of mistakes, illusion, confusion of the lower world. Right? There's Brahm for Mahaprabhu. That means confusion, mistaking one thing for another. Right? Which we, oh, that's Maya, we say, that which is not. No, his Brahm, what is it? He mistakes a sand dune for Chatak Parvat, for Govardhan. He mistakes the ocean for the Jamuna. Right. So the practices, if we want to call them that, of liberated souls are not to be mimicked or imitated by the non-liberated section. So Guru Maharaj wisely concluded, well, Vrindavan, Krishna Lila, Amrita Sar, it's the domain of the highest section of liberated souls, but we hear the non-liberated can achieve their highest position in Navadvip. Right? So he adjusted himself and made his way towards Navadvip. And as is echoed in the sentiments of Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, yata yata gaura padara vinde vinde ta bhaktim krita punyarasi, Tatatu tot sarpati hridya kasmat radha padamboja sudamburasi. So where did Guru Maharaj, then what did he do? Just go anywhere in Navadvip? No. He went to Eka Chakra, the place of Nityananda Prabhu, who's the Dhameshwar of Navadvip, who can give admission there. And it was before, at Nitai Bari, the house of Nityananda Prabhu, Harai Pandit Padmavati, that Guru Maharaj Shastanga Dandavat praying to Nityananda Prabhu, you are Patita Pavana, please give me shelter in Navadvip. And up to this time, Srila Guru Maharaj was hesitating and deferring, declining to initiate anyone. Srila Swami Maharaj Prabhupada's sister, Pishima Bhavatarini, She had Harinam initiation from Srila Saraswati Thakur. She approached Srila Guru Maharaj for mantra diksha. He declined and deferred her to Goswami Maharaj, Aprakrita Bhakti Saranga Goswami Maharaj, because he had been an empowered Ritvik in the lifetime of Saraswati Thakur. So anyway, Guru Maharaj is hesitating to initiate. But at that time, when he's praying to Nityananda Prabhu, "You are Patita Pavan, please give me shelter." And Navadev said this inspiration came to him in his heart from Nityananda Prabhu. "But you do not give Patita shelter, the fallen." And the implication, if you will give Patita shelter, then you can take shelter in Navadev. So that was one factor in his deciding to modestly begin initiating. The other was Jiva Goswami saying, "Jnana Satya Jnana Vritta, if a man possesses wealth and the person next to him is starving, there's some blame on him for not sharing something with that person." And lastly was an example from the Puranas of a Brahmin pundit who was so knowledgeable. He knew so many things, had studied so much, extracted so much wealth from the scriptures, but he didn't share it with anyone. Right? So in his next birth, he was a mango tree and full of these juicy mangoes. And we're told, but not even a bird would, they would just drop to the ground and rot. So this is how Guru Maharaj's consciousness, these three things, and he thought, all right, modestly, not in an aggressive way, meaning, najanam, najanam, nasundarim, kavitam, ba, jagadishakamani, not aggressively trying to get followers, men, money, buildings, etc., as his kind of standard, but modestly, and where? In the aparad bhanjanarpat, where all the aparadis are forgiven their offenses, there, small, he began, Srimat Chaitanya Sara Swatamata Bara Udgita Kirtir Jaya Srim, raised the flag of Sri Chaitanya Saraswatamata. So, and that Guru Maharaj and Srila Gurudev and Srila Swamiraj Prabhupada, they're very cautious about using this word, siddha. Muktanam api siddhanam narayana parayana kotishvapi mahamune. This sloka says, 1 in 10 million liberated souls may be a real devotee of, out of so many siddha, like manushanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschan mam veti tatvata. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, out of many thousands, one's even interested in spiritual life. Out of so many thousands of one people, and you keep going in this way, you'll reach the position of someone who actually becomes siddha. And so this verse saying, out of many million, 10 million such persons, you may find one devotee of Narayan. Right? Koti mukta durlab madye ek bhakta shresa. Out of 10 million liberated souls, you may find a proper devotee of Krishna. And sometimes Guru Maharaj would say, even that is too many. One is too many. You go, ah, that's an exaggeration. Sudurlaba. In the beginning of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Kleshagni, Subhada, Moksha Lagutakrit, Sandra Nanda Visheshatma, Sri Krishna, Subhanam, Sudurlava, anyway, how rare it is. So Guru Maharaj said quite simply, conclusion, this Siddha Pranali, this is what is recommended for that type of soul. So for, fledgling, infant class, Vaishnava, neophyte, novitiate, aspiring servitors, to imitate the practices of liberated souls will be a cause of degradation. Any other question?
I have a question.
Yes.
Narottam Das Thakur wrote in his song, everyone who won't have some connection some connection with Radha Krishna won't must go to Nityananda Prabhu. And Krishna Das Kaviraj also wrote, I have everything by mercy of Nityananda.
Yeah.
But Rupa and Sanatana, they have some connection with Nityananda, or what kind of connection?
Well, Guru Maharaj says that when Narottam wrote this, that one level of interpretation is that Bidya Kule Ki Koribe Tar. Bidya Kul here means people who think by their learning or their gotra, their family, their DNA, that they have a right to these things. So to be more specific, we hear from Kaviraj Goswami in the Chaitanya Charitamritam that he mentions Advaita Charja had six sons, right? Achyutananda, Gopal, and Krishna means, right? There's the three like good sons. And then he had three upasiddhantic types. And their opinion was no necessity for Nityananda. They're not giving him proper recognition. So Guru Maharaj says, in one sense, that's why he's saying, Vidya Kuleki Kori Vetar, those who are so proud, no, we're in the Advaita Bangsha. He's talking to people like that. So when it comes to Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, I don't know of any specific pastime, as you mentioned, in the case of Raghunath Das and Krishna's Kaviraj. But we know from their positions in Krishna Leela that they all have the proper respect for Nityananda Balaram. There's never any expression on their part to the contrary. So something about a particular principle that is observed by all of them, whether it's stated explicitly, as in the case of Raghunath Das and Krishnadas, or implied. Mm-hmm. Any other question? Yeah.
Maharaj, once you
told us about Bhaktivinoda Thakur and that he wanted to be a sweeper in the marketplace of Harinam. And we also somehow try to promote Krishna name like by media work and so on. And what's the difference between the marketplace which Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentioned? I mean, it's of course it's not no comparison, but I mean the and how you know not to become sellers or vendors and of a lower type.
All right. He's speaking metaphorically. Right? He says the Namhata of Nityananda Prabhu. We're talking about the glories of Nityananda Prabhu. So he's speaking metaphorically, that's all. What is it really? It's the Gaudiya line. In that sense, you can say it's the same. But means this line, Sri Chaitanya Saraswat, as Guru Maharaj says, from Mahaprabhu to Saraswati Thakur and his followers. We're in the, you know, we can invoke Avadhuta Maharaj. We're in the same market. Right? But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's the one, we hear in Guru Maharaj's Bhaktivinoda Virahadasakam. What is that song? Dharmas Charma Gato Satata Bogas Chabogatmako. How he market correction. The Sampradaya, what was known as the Sampradaya to people, had lost its purity. Become adulterated, polluted, turned into something else. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that's what we say, the sweeper, he purified the sampradaya of the pollution and adulteration that was brought in by sahajiyas, the various sahajiya sampradayas. Bhaktivinoda Thakur restored the purity of this line. And Saraswati Thakur is saying humbly, then if he's a sweeper in there, then I'm one of the straws in his broom. Right? And he's also emphatically maintaining the integrity and purity of the line. So if anything, if you want to pursue that spirit, then we'll be very careful in our promotion to not allow the product to become diluted in the name of extensive promotion. Just like if we agree that this is the medicine, right? The vaccine, living in a time of plague, this is the medicine, the vaccine. So the desire to inoculate as many people as possible is a very noble desire. That's really a noble aspiration. But what will be all important is the vaccine, the quality of the vaccine, what people are being injected with. And you say, we're going to inject everybody. Good. With what? Right? Just to inject, that's not sufficient. Inject them with what? It has to be that substance that cures Hridrogam, right? As when that Guru Maharaj went to collect a check for building Gaudiya Math Temple, and one man declined, saying, well, what do we need another temple for? If anything, people, if there's any surplus money, it should be used on like the corporal works of mercy, you know, feeding people, giving them shelter, these type of things. What do we need another temple for? Right? And Guru Maharaj's response was invoking such a high reference. Rasa Lila Sloka, Vikriditam Brajabhaduri Dam Chavishnu, Shradhan Vitona Shrinayad, Shanet Atavarna Yedat Bhakti Param Bhagavati Pratilabdha Kamam Hridrogam Ashu Api Henoti Achirena Dira Hridrogam. Said what people are suffering from is not ultimately their starvation or lack of clothing, food, shelter, but Hridrogam, heart disease. And the topics of Krishna is coming in Shraddhanvato Anushranayad properly from the proper sources, the genuine devotees of Krishna. This is the cure for the heart disease which everyone is suffering. He said otherwise, when Guru Maharaj gave these extraordinary examples, saying, when I was in the body of a stool-eating pig, I ate a hill of stool and my hunger wasn't satisfied. In the body of an elephant, I ate jungles and that hunger wasn't satisfied. So how to address Hridrogam, the heart disease? Said the temple which will provide tavakatamritam taptajivinam kavibir iditim kalmasha apaham sravanamangalam srimadatatam bhuvi grinantite buri dajana. This is the ultimate welfare work for people. But have to give them something substantial. Hence, Krishna Katha, Srila Saraswati Thakur would say, whom I said sometimes become very excited, say, Krishna Katha Durvika, I don't recognize that there's a shortage of anything in this world except the topics of Krishna. Sometimes he'd look at an article they're publishing and he'd say, how many times did they mention the name Krishna in the article? And they'd count, oh, then it's a good article. Whatever else. How many, they said it many, many times. All right, good, that's a good article. Really, time is short. We can become very clever about what it is we're doing. But remember, it all comes down to this. Shrotavyas kirtitavyas cha, smartavyas chechtetabhayam. Hearing, chanting, and remembering about Krishna. Krishna. Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, their devotees. Vibrating their names. So many of the songs we sang, they're the names of devotees. Right? Murari, Mukunda Jai, Premaniri, Mahashai, Bhakti Saprasad. They're all, we can make songs out of the names of devotees, the names of Krishna. Right? Chitta Hari, Bhangshi Dari, Braja Jana Palana, Asura Kula Nashana. Nanda, Gopendra Nandan. We don't want to become so clever in our distribution that the product is diluted to the point where it's beyond recognition. Kalo Nashta Parantapa. It's so modified by the temperament. Prakriti Vaichitra Paramparjena. Modified to the degree that it's we don't know what it is anymore. Right? That's what Bhaktivinoda Thakur corrected. Sri Radha Parasevinamrita Maho Tadatum Isho Bhavan. Hari Harai Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namo.